Praised be Jesus and Mary. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and my hand into his side, I will not believe. Today's gospel is yet another one of those passages in the gospels that show us how the resurrection of the Lord was something far from expected. It was something far from foreseen by the apostles. In fact, from the very first predictions, of his resurrection, our Lord's apostles misunderstood what he meant, and they talked amongst themselves, what does it mean to rise from the dead? They didn't get it. And on that morning of the resurrection, when it had already occurred, but before anybody had been a witness of it, the women were going to anoint a dead body, and the apostles were hiding in the upper room for fear that the death that their master had endured would happen to them at the hands of the Jews and the Romans. So the resurrection of our Lord was far from foreseen. So St. Thomas reacts the way the apostles react, who initially thought they were seeing a ghost and who didn't believe themselves either. He reacts in the same way, unless I see, I will not believe. And it's at the moment when he does actually see, and our Lord, who knows his heart, tells him to put his finger in the nail marks, his hand into his side, he sees and believes. And he sees what? He sees that the same Jesus, their master, the same one who had died, is the same one who is alive again now. Those nail marks are there, that open side. But he sees that Jesus truly lives. He is Lord and God. And I think here, focusing just briefly on the resurrection, I think we see here the deepest and most consoling meaning of the resurrection of our Lord. That our Lord, the same one who died, is alive. Because the Lord, who possesses life, lays it down and takes it back up again. He is simply the possessor of life. It is his. He is the author of life. He is life itself. It cannot be taken away from him. He lays it down, takes it back up again, and shares it with all those who believe in him and who live in him, united by grace. Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Again, this is the deepest and the most consoling truth about the resurrection that I think speaks to us in the gospel today. That the same Lord who is God, Jesus, the same one who laid down his life for us freely, no one took it from him, no one wrested it from him by violence, the same one who laid it down for us, took it back up again without need for violence. He simply possesses it. It is his. It cannot be taken away from him. And he shares it with all those who believe in him and with all those who live in him, united to him by his holy grace. Praised be Jesus and Mary.